This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. It's the morning after the first U.S. presidential debate between incumbent Republican Donald Trump, the sitting president, and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. The two clashed in a contentious, chaotic exchange last night, trying for 90 minutes to convince American voters that the other one was unfit to lead the U.S. for the next 4 years. They argued over the coronavirus death toll of over 206,000 in the U.S., the world's highest. They argued over the integrity of the November 3rd vote, over Trump's nomination of a conservative jurist to the U.S. Supreme Court, over fractured race relations in the U.S., over the environment, and more. Trump disputed a New York Times report this week that he only paid $750 in federal income taxes in both 2016 and 2017. Trump says he paid millions of dollars, but Biden claimed Trump pays less tax than the average school teacher. Mostly they insulted each other with name-calling and personal attacks on a debate stage in Cleveland, Ohio. Biden called Trump the worst president America's ever had and at one point told him to shut up. And Trump said that if Biden takes over in January, there will be a depression like no one has ever seen because of the Democrats' plan to raise taxes. Meanwhile, Russia, like many other nations in the world, is closely following the U.S. presidential campaign, as the United States is one of the world's top economies. That's what Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a daily conference call Wednesday. Peskov added that Russia doesn't want to make any statements because it could be viewed as an attempt to intervene into the election process. He said that Russia has never and is not ever going to intervene in U.S. domestic affairs. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Chinese authorities formally approved the arrest on Wednesday of 12 Hong Kong activists caught last month while allegedly trying to flee the city for Taiwan. The group was snared some 70 kilometers southeast of the city on August 23rd while trying to escape by boat, authorities said at the time, adding that they were handed to police in Shenzhen, a mainland city bordering Hong Kong. They had since disappeared into China's judicial system, with lawyers struggling to access them and family members expressing fear over their fate. Some of those on board the boat were facing prosecution in Hong Kong for activities linked to last year's huge and often violent pro-democracy protests. In June, Beijing imposed a new security law on Hong Kong, announcing it would have jurisdiction for some crimes and that mainland security agents could openly operate in the city. The prospect of Hong Kongers getting entangled in China's judicial system was the spark that lit 7 months of protests last year. As Beijing has cracked down on Hong Kong's democracy movement, democratic Taiwan has emerged as a sanctuary, quietly turning a blind eye to residents showing up without proper visas or paperwork. Brazil's unemployment rate hit a record 13.8% from May to July as Latin America's biggest economy suffered the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. This is according to official figures released on Wednesday. The rate is the highest since the current tracking method was introduced in 2012 and 2 percentage points above the same period last year. The previous record, 13.7%, was registered in the first quarter of 2017. The South American giant of 212 million people has been hard hit by the new coronavirus, with nearly 143,000 people killed, the second highest death toll worldwide after the United States. And Spain's public debt soared in the second quarter to its highest level in at least 20 years. As government spending leapt in response to the pandemic, that's what official figures again showed on Wednesday. The government announced that it would have to suspend fiscal rules, which EU member states must meet normally in 2020 as well as in 2021 as a result of the pandemic's impact on the economy. Overall, as figures showed, the national debt ballooning to around 110% of gross domestic product, or GDP, in the second quarter, way above the EU limit of 60%. Spain is currently fighting a second wave of the virus, which has now killed 31,000 people and infected more than 750,000. That's the highest infection rate within the European Union. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.